Good morning. This is the 3rd of January, 2016. And here in the Appalachian Mountains, it's rather chilly. It was in the teens last night, and right now it's 34 degrees. So at least it's above freezing, and the ground won't freeze, but it's still pretty nippy. I just went outside and took down some of the Christmas lights and let the dog walk a bit. And now I'm back here upstairs where it's warm because, of course, heat rises and the heat's on downstairs. So I'm cozy. I have my cup of coffee. I'm looking through the skylight at the trees. Some of them are evergreens, some of them have all their leaves gone, and we're still waiting for the first snow, which hasn't happened yet. It's kind of late in the year compared to last year. Anyways, I thought I'd turn on the computer and see what flows out. So let's have a moment of silence. If you can, to help me lift up the eye. You know, thank you. You know, one of the scriptures that I like, that I'm fond of, is, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And really, if you ask me why do I like it, it's because it describes the foundation for my life. I'm just about 62, I will be in a couple months, and I'm getting all kinds of notices from Social Security telling me that I can wait, and if I wait, there'll be more to draw on, but I'm not so sure given the state of the nation. But what I do know is that that is not my supply. My supply does not come from a monthly check. Of course not, because I've never even received the first one yet. But I'm not going to be fooled into thinking it does just because they can start in July. I'm going to recognize the scripture and stand on the foundation for my life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, that's sort of, I guess in the early days, I felt that I was a human being, and when I got quiet, the Spirit would visit me, and I would have a demonstration of supply, or a demonstration of health, or a demonstration of companionship. But that's kind of elementary way of looking at things. Then I guess I passed into middle school, which would be the second degree, and I began to see that the Spirit of God is everywhere. And so where that Spirit is recognized, there is liberty. Now, here, approaching, you might call it the second degree and a half, if there's 3 degrees, and if the third degree is communion, here in the second degree and a half, I see it different yet again. Because I see it this way. Where the Spirit of the Lord is realized, there is liberty. Where the consciousness of God's presence is realized, there is liberty. Where the conscious awareness of God is, there is liberty. Why? Because that consciousness is the consciousness of God. It's God consciousness. And so where God consciousness is, there is liberty. But what is liberty? I know that if I have the conscious awareness of God, I experience something called liberty. Now, we've been talking for 10 years about the illusion, the nature of error. We've discussed it a lot because in it finds the seed for our liberty, if we can understand it, if we can experience it within. And the nature of error is an illusion. If you can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, smell it, it's a concept about reality. So where is the error? The error is in a concept. You remember Joel says that no illusion is ever externalized, and he also says the illusion is not out there. The illusion is in the false concept, false image about the presence of God. So if you're standing in the presence of God, and you are, but you're seeing mental images, then liberty must be liberty from mental images. Right? All right. Joel calls it hypnotism, mesmerism. I don't know what name you have for it. You may call it Maya. But where the conscious awareness of God is, hypnotism is broken. He talks about breaking the hypnotism, remember? What could break the hypnotism? He meditated and meditated, and finally he came to see. It's something that's not physical or mental. No words, no thoughts. It's simply an awareness of God. And so, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the conscious awareness of God is, the image is broken. The hypnotism dissolves. And so we know, well, we just had it the other day. We have an Infinite Way Mystical Principles. We have a Mystical Principles Yahoo group where we sometimes share back and forth, and we can post messages. And we have started on the wisdoms. We have a lady that posts those for us, and it's quite nice. And the very first one says, begin your spiritual life with the understanding that all conflicts must be settled within your consciousness. Right? Remember that? That means there is no illusion out there to repair or fix or improve. You have no demonstration out there, ever. Listen, really listen to that. You never have a demonstration out there. The only demonstration you have to make is getting within yourself, recognizing that you're fighting a mental image, and then letting go until you have the conscious awareness of the presence of God. Then when you have that awareness, your consciousness is a God consciousness, and it dissolves the mental image. So the only demonstration you ever have to make is the conscious awareness of the presence of God. From that springs all forms of harmony. Again, he says there's never a conflict with person or condition out there, but rather a false concept mentally entertained about person or thing or circumstance or condition. Therefore, make the correction within yourself rather than attempting to change anyone or anything in the without. You see that? Now, we may say to ourselves, well, I've got it made. And so we sit down, I've got this thing now, I know what to do. And so I sit down and I close my eyes and I repeat some scriptures. Yes, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thy grace is my sufficiency in all things. Let go and let God. It is I, be not afraid. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Now rest and receive the grace of God. And I may say some things like that and then be quiet for a little while and get up and open my eyes and nothing happens. Nothing's changed. Well, I thought for sure if I did that, my rent would have showed up somewhere. Because I don't have it this month and I'm really worried about it. And I thought that's what you're supposed to do. You go inside, you get quiet. Why isn't it working? I don't understand. Well, the only thing missing from your knowing the truth that sets you free, the only thing missing was the truth. I read again the other day, and it always stops me in my tracks. It, you know, when we went to California, we had that little exercise where we said, stop. And for a moment, we stopped. And that's what this statement that Joel makes does to me. Every time I read it, I come to that stop. And it says, truth is not a mental activity. Doesn't it just make you stop? It does me. Truth is not. And so when I sat down and meditated and I knew all these scriptures and I rehearsed them in my mind, I was involved in a mental activity. Well, no wonder nothing happened. I didn't have the conscious awareness. My mind was not an avenue of awareness. It was a stream of thoughts. Knowing the truth is not having a stream of thoughts. It's not a mental activity. No, no. Knowing the truth is having the conscious awareness, that feeling of the presence, which I just had a moment ago. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty. Where the conscious awareness of God is, the actual awareness of the presence, there is liberty. Let's put it this way, where the presence reveals itself, because you can't reveal it, all your much knowing can't reveal it, but where you are silent and receptive and even expectant, where the presence reveals itself, flows into your conscious awareness, there is liberty. There is the breaking of the hypnosis, the revealing of more of reality. Do you see? No. Do you feel the difference? I hope you do, because in it lies the seed of a new earth, a new heaven, a new Jerusalem, a new mind, the mind that was in Christ Jesus, a new self, a new life, a new year. You want a new year? Begin by having a new mind. Nothing you do out here, none of the promises you make, even if you keep them, will give you a new experience. We live as human beings, and I'm either going to live as someone who knows the truth in my mind, and then rushes out the door to whatever business awaits me, and forgets the truth all day, except maybe if I have a little lunch break or a break in the afternoon when I'm just sitting, and then I remember, oh shoot, I had made a New Year's resolution to remember this all day. And then I forget again until I'm about to lay down to sleep. Oh, darn it, I was going to. And so I'm either going to live as a human being, moved around by a stream of thoughts, even so-called spiritual thoughts, or I'm ready for something deeper, something really earth-shattering. I am ready to live, yet not I, but Christ liveth my life. I'm ready to go deeper than the mind knowing the truth. I'm ready to take Joel's challenge and take no thought. I'm ready to turn within and just wait and grit the teeth and wait. Oh, I may say one sentence only, like, I have meat to eat that you know not of, and then be quiet. I'm either going to take that suggestion, as he told us in the Kai Lua study series, Experiencing the Christ, or perhaps I'm going to take Bill's suggestion and just stop. Maybe I'm going to listen to God itself, as it says, take no thought. My thoughts are not your thoughts. You want a new life? You have to receive my thoughts in your being. Now, truth is not a mental activity, says Joel, and we know it's true. I know it's true. Well, if truth is not a mental activity, then God's thoughts are not mental. Oh, what about that? God's thoughts are not mental. God's thoughts are not a mental activity. If I'm hearing a mental activity inside of me, I'm hearing the human. That's why there's no fruitage. God's thoughts are not a mental activity. Well then, that is a horse of a different color. Yes, that's a different life. Not only are God's thoughts not a mental activity, but God's thoughts don't take place in a human mind. They take place in the mind which was in Christ Jesus, which is able to hear something not a mental activity. Well, now I understand why I haven't been able to see any results from my much meditation, because it's all been on the level of a mental activity. I thought I was following Joel's suggestion by going within and wrestling with these thoughts until I overlaid them with scriptures and statements of truth in my mind and got a little bit more peaceful, and then opened my eyes, went about my business. I thought I was doing what he said to do, meeting these conflicts within. Oh, my little friend, you cannot meet anything within. The Christ can meet it. The mind which was in Christ Jesus receiving the word. A thought that's not a mental activity. What about that? Yes. Yes, you must recognize through the letter of truth that all illusion is internal. It's a false concept, a mental stream about the presence of God. Unable to see the presence of God, we're caught up in the mental stream. And even when we pray, it's more of the same, more mental stream. But truth is not a mental activity. Something else has to happen. Truth is not in taking thought. Truth is not the human mind. Truth is the silence of the mind of Christ, listening, hearing, receiving the word, the thought of God, which is an awareness. The thought of God is an awareness. My thoughts are not your mental activity. My thoughts are your awareness. And when you have an awareness of my presence, you have the mind of Christ. That awareness dissolves the mental image. And yes, you open your eyes and something's changed. Something wonderful's happening. How did you do that? I don't know. I just know that when God speaks, the images melt. But God doesn't speak in words and thoughts. God speaks in awareness. So what? What do we know? We know where that awareness is. The earth melts. The illusion is broken. Hypnotism is broken. Yes, it's true. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty from images. And so you're standing in the finished kingdom, looking through mental images, a stream of thoughts, maybe even good thoughts. They don't have to be bad thoughts. They can be good, really good. Thoughts of philanthropy. Thoughts of helping your neighbor. Thoughts of helping that little poor person. They could be good thoughts, noble thoughts, but it's still a stream of human thought. On my wall here is a little picture of Christ Jesus and Mary's down on her knees. She's gasping because she suddenly has the recognition of who he really is. And his hand is outstretched as if to say, come up higher, stand up. That's what he's saying. The Christ is saying that to your humanhood. Stand up. Come up higher. Put away those childish toys called mental images and mental activity and thinking it's prayer. You can't pray. You never could pray. Why are you trying? Prayer is not what you think. Prayer is that which you receive. Only God can pray. And God speaks on a level that is above the stream of thoughts. God speaks through your awareness. You say, I and the Father are one. But when that's a mental thought, it doesn't do anything for you. It may calm you down. But what if you have the awareness? Wow. What if you are so still inside and taking no thought that the awareness floods your consciousness? The awareness of omnipresence. And you're resting in a sea of spirit. You have the awareness of it. Now, you have found your own inner consciousness. You have found the mind that was in Christ Jesus, which is the consciousness of God, or God consciousness. And it's yours. You didn't borrow it from someone. You didn't get that because you read a few sentences or paragraphs or chapters in a book. You didn't get it because you listened to so many hours of tapes. You had it your entire life. But now you've learned to be still and know I, your conscious awareness, am God. And resting in the conscious awareness The images dissolve, the glass darkly dissolves, and you see face to face. And you say, wow, how did that supply just come out of the blue? I didn't even know I had a relative, and they left me $10,000. Surely that's fantastic. Wow, how did I know to do that? This pain that I had, I did this little exercise and it's gone. I thought it was going to require surgery, and it doesn't. It's fabulous. How did I even think of that? I don't know. I just felt to do it. And wow, I stopped looking. I wasn't even looking for a companion. I wasn't even looking. I was just caught up in, Father, how may I best be of service? Thy will be done. And there she was, the perfect companion. I wasn't even looking. Just dropped in my lap. I told somebody that one time, and he pounded his fist on the table. God never got me a job. Well, of course not. You never turned within. Anyway, you see, God doesn't come and give you a companion, and God doesn't give you a $10,000 check, and God doesn't give you a new exercise you never thought of. That's the way your mind interprets grace. When you have the conscious awareness of God, it dissolves your mental images, it lightens them, so that you're not seeing through a black glass darkly. Maybe now it's only gray. And so you're seeing improvements. It's a little closer to divine harmony. It's still your mind's interpretation. It's okay to enjoy it. Don't hang on to it. Keep practicing so that you can come closer and closer to the inside and the outside both being the presence of God. There being no division in your conscious awareness. I think the beautiful thing for me is that promise by Christ Jesus, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that you're talking to, you could ask and He would give you living waters springing up into life everlasting. That's a promise that this inner conscious awareness is everlasting, will never leave you nor forsake you. And Joel, when he says, the day will come, there's an actual moment when this thing, this conscious awareness, takes over and lives your life. And then there's no turning back. Yes, of course, you still experience your individuality. However, you can go in and come out at will. He says at will, you can lay down your life and pick it up again, which means you can go in, surrender this human sense of life, and pick up the spiritual conscious awareness of the living presence. Or you can lay that down and go out here and balance your books. Or drive a car. But always it's lingering there, right there, nearby. And Joel promises that first it walks beside you, and then it walks within you, and then it walks you, then it lives you. And you are the conscious awareness. You are that conscious, that spiritual consciousness. You are the consciousness of God, God consciousness walking. That's communion. That's where we're headed, and we're promised it'll be forever and ever. But we must make a start. And the start is to recognize, okay, these are the principles, let me learn them. I will read the books, I will listen to tapes, I will study, I will try to remember to practice the presence, I will try to remember to meditate, oh gosh, 3 times a day. and continue with it. Practice the meditation, practice the principles until that first inner experience comes, that click. I don't see it as a click. It doesn't feel as a click. It feels as if the presence is flowing into my being. And then there's a resting. There's a stop. That's how I feel it. You may feel it another way. God is infinite and can appear in an infinite number of ways. So the point is that you continue to practice until, that's the first degree, continue to practice until you have that inner experience, and then continue to practice some more until you have it again and again. And eventually, you're ready to pick up the principle as described in the Kailua study series, that of taking no thought. Eventually, you're able to say, well, I know all these truths, but nothing's happening. I need to go beyond that. And if that's the case, then you're ready for the principle he laid down in Experiencing the Christ, or Experience of the Christ, both those chapters. And he hinted at it in the chapter How to Pray. In there, he gives you the principle, and he says you may have a hard time with it. You may be angry at him or at the infinite way itself. You may be frustrated, but you have to pass through it. It's an inner initiation from streaming thoughts to moving beyond words and thoughts. It's really an ascension. And he says, the ascension is always the same, my friends. Rising above that stream of thoughts into conscious awareness. That is God consciousness. That is Christ. So it's a wonderful path we're on. A wonderful journey. This being the first talk of the new year, it's apropos that we talk about how to become a new self, having a new mind. It's what we must do. Paul told us, be ye transformed through the renewing of your mind. And so you are transformed from human being to living Christ through a renewing, having a new mind. Not having a mind that streams thoughts, even thoughts of Scripture or statements of truth, but having that Christ mind, God's mind, being silent, receiving the Word, knowing the thought of God, which is not a mental activity, but a spiritual experience. If you attain that, even once, you will know that you have found heaven here and now. Nobody will have to tell you. You will know. There's an experience so beautiful. It's like coming home. And that's really what I wish for you this new year, is that you have a new self, a new mind, even a new body, because when you have the conscious awareness of the presence and it begins to dissolve these many streaming images, your whole body of experience of life, your whole universe begins to be transformed. Sometimes in little ways, sometimes in earth-shattering ways. What is it that Joel is fond of saying quite a bit? loss often precedes gain. And it's true. I myself have noticed that in my own life. I had to lose things that I had built, that the mind had built. I had to lose them so that God could build its life, which included supply, companionship, and health. All those things I was struggling for with the mind. Only now I live by grace, and I know it. I know it. I did not do that. I was a beholder, and I watched it. So first comes losing your life. And if you're practicing these principles and you're very serious about them, you may find things slipping away. You may find that you're laid off at work. You may find, like I did, that your spouse has other plans and doesn't want to be with you anymore. You may find your friends drifting away. You may even find some illness comes on upon you. This is only the transition, the initiation. If you're tempted, you'll run back and try to fix it out here. I'm not saying you don't go to the doctor if you're sick. I'm not saying that you don't act friendly to your ex. I'm not saying that you don't fill out applications or turn in resumes. I'm saying you don't go out there to fix it. All the time you're doing those things, you're coming within to attain this mind which was in Christ Jesus, this flow of the presence, this conscious awareness of God, this God consciousness. That's what you're practicing, resting to experience. It then will transform your life, and you'll find that the need for medicine drops away. The right companion, if you're supposed to be with somebody, shows up. An opportunity for supply begins flowing. Your life is being remade. Your inside is being transformed by a new mind, by the word, by the thought, which is not a thought, but which is an awareness. And that then is transforming your life out here and building it up into harmonious, perfect spiritual grace. Yes, we have one demonstration to make, Joel says, and it's not the demonstration of supply or the demonstration of companionship or the demonstration of health. All those are what we thought we had to demonstrate when we were listening to the stream of truth in the mind. But when we ascend up over that mind, or step back from it, or bow out of it, and we really listen for the Father's voice, for the thoughts which are not mental, for the word that is not spoken, then we feel spiritually an inflow of the living Spirit, the living presence of God. Now I know you are real. I have the conscious awareness of thou. Thou, I in the midst of me. One. And I rest. That is the demonstration, the only demonstration you will ever need to make. And you make that demonstration, and you make that demonstration, and you make that demonstration, or better would be, you behold the presence of God moving through your being, flowing into you. You behold until it lives you. And then you have your eternal consciousness. You have found the eternal life. You have died and been reborn into, you have died out of mental activity and been reborn into spiritual awareness, consciousness of God. and you have found the promise of the Master. I give you life eternal. Only I give it to you within, not some statement in a book or some person out here. I, your own conscious awareness. What an interesting thing it is to discover that the conscious awareness inside yourself is the only God there is. It's outstanding. God is not separate from me. Yes, I and the Father are one. And what is that one? It's the conscious awareness. Let me read something to you. I recently sent to the mystics of the world, I sent off for another copy of the Kailua study series because mine was so marked up and so some of the pages were falling out from going through it so much. I just wanted another copy, and I had never seen what their copy looks like. And it's quite nice. And I was reading a chapter, let's see, it's tape 121B, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, which gave me the inspiration for this talk today. Anyway, I wanted to read to you what it says here in a couple of paragraphs, because it's really fabulous. He says, "The demonstration that we have to make is the demonstration of truth. Let us illustrate that in this way. There is a scriptural truth, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That is truth. As a matter of fact, that is the truth, the only truth there is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the consciousness of the presence of God is, there is liberty. Now, if we can demonstrate that one truth, we will have demonstrated all there is to harmonious existence. The only liberty there really is a liberty from thoughts and things of the world. So, you see, there's only one demonstration, and that is the demonstration not of a stream of thoughts, but the demonstration where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Or, I am going to sit down here, and I am going to be still and take no thought. I'm going to demonstrate this experience of the conscious awareness of God. And I might say, Father, speak. I might just say, I will stop. I might say nothing. I might just say, no answer to that, and stand stock still. But I know now my demonstration is the conscious awareness. I'm not demonstrating thoughts, streaming thoughts. I'm not demonstrating things, supply or health or companionship. I am demonstrating this thing called conscious awareness of the living presence. Because the only liberty is not liberty from a small bank account. It's not liberty from feeling lonely. It's not liberty from being sick. The only liberty is the liberty from thoughts, from mental images, from hypnotism. You are not being freed from these things. You are finding your real freedom in conscious awareness. You're finding your real self, your real consciousness, above and beyond thoughts. Why do you think Joel struggled so hard to tell us we need to go beyond words and thoughts? Why do you think he gathered the students together at his house in 1955 and said, you know, we've been doing this for 9 or 10 years, And now I'm giving you this new principle. You won't like it. It'll lift up a conflict inside of you because you've been relying on words and thoughts low these many years. But you have to pass through it. Let's look at his words. I like the way he says this. Okay, here's where he gives the example of someone relying on a stream of thoughts and it doesn't work. He says, now, when you put this into practice, this is what constitutes the first battle that we go through for quite a period. Because you witness discords, diseases, inharmonies in the world, and your natural reaction as a metaphysical student is to know the truth. Ah, but as a mental activity. To know the truth. That's the first natural reaction of a metaphysician is to say, oh, it's a lie. That's no part of God. God is infinite. And believe me, you've spoiled it right there. Why? Well, he explains that it's like two lawyers and you're joined. You've joined the conflict. If what's presenting itself to you, my dear friends, is a mental image, you're taking up the mental sword. Oh, it may be a metaphysical mental sword, a spiritual scripture mental sword, but you're trying to do battle. And you're joined. So he says you've spoiled it right there. He does not want you in this new initiation. He does not want you to practice mental activity of truth. He wants you to simply stop. And so he says, believe me, you've spoiled it right there because you tried to function spiritually through the mind. And you can't do it. My thoughts are not a mental activity. Truth is not a mental activity. He says, if you shut it off immediately, refuse to be tempted to make a statement of truth, or an affirmation or a denial, close the eyes, grit the teeth, and wait. Then let God do it. Pretty soon you'll find there really is a God. God's a reality. You've got to wait until God's thought reaches you. You see that? That's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And he says you won't have success at first, and then you will. The success will be in very little. But then gradually, you develop a new mind. A mind that was in Christ Jesus. You develop a new way, a new person. A new self. A self that doesn't meet things on the mental level. A self that knows, my Father's thoughts are not a mental activity. I must be so still, so trusting, like a little child, that I can hear, I can feel that presence flow into my awareness. And my awareness and that presence are one, a conscious awareness of God. That then begins, well, it demonstrates itself. That's letting God do it. Suddenly I know what God's thought is. Yes, it's not a mental activity. Yes, it is a conscious awareness. And that dissolves the lie. That dissolves the error. It dissolves the good too, I must warn you, so that there's no bad and there's no good. There simply is. You're resting in is. When you open your eyes, that is, that peace, becomes the harmony of your life. The harmony inside, the peace inside, restores the harmony outside, the peace outside. There's one life, and it is God. Now, I'm going to be still for a moment. Let go of the human thoughts. Don't fight them. Don't listen to them either. Just stop. Father, thy word. May I rest here above, behind the mental activity. I don't know what it's doing. I'm not paying attention. I rest. And here it is, that living presence. I feel it. I see it. I sense it. Sometimes I hear it. Mostly I feel it, flooding my awareness. My awareness now is the presence. I, awareness, and the presence are one. And now I behold. That's my only job, my only demonstration. Simply to rest here in this inner womb of creation and watch and behold. It restores the lost years of the locusts. Oh, I don't know how. Don't ask me. But I know it does. I've seen it over and over. I bear witness to it, building, lifting up, restoring, renewing, rejuvenating. And yes, in a moment ye think not, I am come. It would be my good pleasure to see all of you in this Mystical Principles group make this one demonstration of the conscious awareness of the living God in your consciousness, so that you come to see you only have to rest in me, your own conscious awareness, your own consciousness of God. Yes, this then would give you the new year, the new self, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, the new mind, the new being. Behold, I, not a mental activity, but I, an experience, behold, I make all things new. Feel it here, now. And let me just release it right into the silence of this talk. I make all things new. I am the way. I am the resurrection. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Rest and receive my word. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive ye the holy conscious awareness. Receive ye the I. is wonderful. It is finished. Thank you.